It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Are we on? Dave? Dave?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, are we on, Dave? Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dave, you got to pot Craig up. Dave?
He's not on yet. Hang on just a second.
This ought to be fun.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Are you there, Craig? Or Chase? Or
can you not hear
Dave?
Me?
The linchpin has been sheared, and the wheels are off.
Hey.
Craig, are you on? Craig is not on.
Craig has to call.
Really, it's kind of tough, because this was his segment.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try and play Craig Ranch today.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That ought to make us all feel better. What a headline that is. I'm going to try to play Craig Ranch today.
Breaking sports
oh,
news.
Oh, man. Good dang golf show. The T-Box, 7:55 here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. From Texas Motor Speedway, we bring you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Let's see. Candidate number one comes to us from the hard line. Now, Corby was out for some of this week, so Jake filled in for him. And while Jake was telling a story, Danny was trying to listen to the story, and then he tried to chime in with the phrase, "Eat acid." Eat Whoa. Acid is what he was trying to say.
I feel like I can only do so much Soroy in 1 month, and we're going to a wedding in L.A. together this weekend, so I may have my fill for April already. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be every weekend with Mike.
Yeah, you can't eat acid. You can't eat acid every day, or the other thing that I said.
I can't eat acid.
That's not a good word to stop in the middle of.
Let's make note of that.
No, I'm very excited about our night with Stormy together.
Uh-oh, Jake was back on track.
I'm very excited. So, yeah, if you're saying acid, don't stop right in the middle of it. Especially after you say the word eat. It's not really a good thing. But it does put Danny up for an emergency break of the week. This is another strange thing to say. The Great Gordo is candidate number two. The phrase he was looking for was liquor bottles. Liquor bottles.
Once again,
am I saying too much
we
there?
We encourage everyone who wants to quit drinking, please. Feel like you. Like it's possible. Yeah, this one person said they found liquor balls liquor Whoa. Bottles hidden in liquor balls.
That's awesome.
That's great. Doesn't make sense, but
that makes
it's great.
No sense. See, you've watched too many weird videos.
Yep.
What? Liquor bottles hidden in the walls. Inside the walls of the house. I don't know how he got them in there.
There was a long pause at the end there.
Yeah, what was throwing me was it was liquor bottles in the walls,
and so right, there, yeah.
That's where I was getting the. It was a mashup of bottles and walls that caused balls.
Who issues that command?
Liquor balls.
Oh, man. How messed up is your personal life if that's the command you're issuing?
I respect all choices.
Whatever. Let's hear it one more time.
All expressions.
Once again,
am I saying too much
we
there?
We encourage everyone who wants to quit drinking, please, feel like you. Like it's possible. Yeah, this one person said they found liquor balls liquor Whoa. Bottles hidden in liquor balls. That's awesome.
That's great.
Doesn't make sense, but
that makes
it's great.
No sense. See, you've watched too many weird videos.
Yep.
What?
That's an accusation.
Hidden in the walls. Inside the walls of the house. I don't know how he got them in there.
I like how you tried to recover with the stammer of lick.
I know.
Turned into Max Headroom. way to go, Gordo.
Thanks.
We all enjoyed that as you are candidate number two.
Morning.
Candidate number three is the all-time leader in e-brakes. Yes, we speak of Norm Hitchkiss, who made another one of those strange noises while broadcasting.
These underdog Cinderella stories. Hey, Loyola's in the Final Four. Man, that's so great. If they would have made it to the finals, it may have been the lowest rated finals watched because...
It would already the lowest rated finals watched.
Yeah, you know, you, you just... When you...
Pardon me?
I'm going to be taking this segment
by
myself.
Are you okay? No, okay. I don't think I've heard that noise. That's one of those check engine light noises. When you hear that, you have to go to AutoZone or something like that.
Let me tell you, when you're 73 years old, that check engine light comes on pretty regularly.
A lot of noises.
I'm going to have to hear that noise again.
Yeah, I think we are too. That was a pretty awesome noise made by Norm there in mid-sentence.
What the hell? What was it?
I think it was a bit of a burp.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. There it is, isolated.
Gross.
The frog noise. That is frog Norm there. Oh, that's pretty amazing. All right, one more time.
These underdog Cinderella stories. Hey, Loyola's in the Final Four. Man, that's so great. If they would have made it to the finals, it may have been the lowest rated finals watched because...
It would already the lowest rated final.
Yeah, you know, you just when you
pardon me.
I'm going to be taking this segment
by
myself.
Are you okay?
No,
okay. I don't think I've heard that noise. That's one of those check engine light noises. When you hear that, you have to go to AutoZone or something like that.
Let me tell you, when you're 73 years old, that check engine light comes on pretty regularly.
A lot of noises.
I'm going to have to hear that noise again.
I like check engine light. I like that one. And, yeah, there's Frog Norm. All right, so those are your three candidates, Danny, Gordo, Norm. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. It's race weekend, for gosh sakes, and Masters weekend. Let's all do this right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning to you, Musers.
Howdy.
Jub, do you believe in the mean green?
CBI champs. Ba-boom, boom.
I know it. I know it. We missed you at the Super Pit to see UNT win the CBI championship.
All right, easy.
Lighten up, Francis. Hey, let's go with Gordon Oswald's Liquored Balls.
Thank you.
What?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM.
Oh. Hello, George. It's Jim Nance calling to vote for the emergency break of the week. George, I know your golf pants are going crazy after Jordan's fiery 6-under yesterday. Will Jordan avoid a slam dunk in the water come Sunday? Will I ignore Romo's 128th call about being on the broadcast? Most likely. But now, I'd like to vote for a tradition unlike any other, Norm Hitchkiss.
All right, good production. You need to work on the voice a little bit, yeah. But good production anyway. We appreciate the effort. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Shout out to all the Hooter Browns out there, and I'm going to go ahead and say liquor. You brought her.
Man. Man. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Guten Tag.
Oh, it's Dirk.
Nine, you are speaking with two-time major winner, Martin Keimer.
Oh, okay.
I would like to vote responsibly for liquor in the rear. No, poker in the front, liquor in the rear.
That's how some bars are set up. Yeah. They play poker in the front and they serve alcohol
in the back. That's right.
That's what he's referring to.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Oh, sorry. Gordon.
Yeah.
That was his vote. He wanted to say your name three or four times. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The ticket.
Hi, Musers.
Hey, triple fake tiger.
I'm going to vote for Norm.
Okay.
That was an okay voice.
Yeah, not bad at all. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, Craig.
Hey.
What's your dad?
Vaginal slice, born.
Oh, I don't think that's your dad.
We almost made it. Almost made it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, this here is Sue Nami. And I like to eat deep fried donkey.
Likes to eat fried donkey.
Danny vote.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Guy.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, I feel like you're kind of putting me on the spot here. All right, you know, the third one. I like the third one with Norm.
Norm? Okay.
That is funny. He called us.
And we're putting him on the spot by taking his call.
We're putting him on the spot, yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Two things. I'd like to vote responsibly for Gordon, and I'd also like to tell him he's very talented.
Okay, that's
Lila.
Original Lila. Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, winner, winner.
Once again,
am I saying too much?
We encourage everyone who wants to quit drinking, please feel like you, like it's possible. Yeah, this one person said they found liquor balls bottles hidden in
liquor balls.
That's awesome. That's great. Doesn't make sense, but
that makes
it's great.
No sense. See, you've watched too many weird videos.
Yep.
What? Liquor bottles hidden in the walls. Inside the walls of the house. I don't know how he got them in there.
That's the end.
Why does she think it's so funny?
Good job, friend.
Thank you.
Another win of the E-Break. How many is that for the great Gordo?
That is 74 wins for Gordo. He's 20 behind Norman Back 9 Hitzkus.
Okay.
Back 9.